In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you, who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. What a blessing it has been for the past few episodes coming to you from the 35th National Youth Conference of the Assumed Church of the East, Northern America. I had the pleasure of being with Rabbi Chashi Gevargiz Rashu, Core Bishop, the President of the NEC National Executive Committee, and my brother, Deacon Andrew Aziz. And I have another special guest, no, Brun Betele, guest dear to the heart. But before I do that, this episode is live at, well, it's not live now, but it was recorded live before an audience at the National Youth Conference. So I'd like you all to say hello to the podcast land out there. Hello! Excellent, excellent. Well, great to have you guys, and we love you. Enjoying the conference?
Yeah!
Perfect, perfect. And this is not scripted, by the way. I have with me Shamasha, Deacon Peter Azu, not the first time on the episode, second time, second and last, no, second time. Shamasha Zizara of Shena, welcome, and love to have you again with us one more time.
Thank you, Rabbi, I appreciate you having me on this podcast, and again, a nice shout out to our live studio audience today.
Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause, there you go, excellent. Look at those dimples. I love the dimples, Shaziza. Well, here we are at the 35th Youth Conference. Shamasha, not of the world.
Yep, that was our theme. John 15:9.
I think you come up with that too.
Right? Yeah, I did with the help of the NEC. We put together this conference theme. We thought it was important to let our youth know that, like we will be speaking about today in this podcast, that we are not of this world, mm-hmm. and as Christians, we have to live that way if we are taking up our crosses and following Christ. So this is a commitment we have to take, and I think at this age, from 13 to 30, which is our youth ages, it's a very vital part of our lives that we have to take up this decision personally and make this commitment to Christ to serve His church and to serve Him.
Amen. I'm sure everyone has a special moment, a special message that has touched their hearts, their minds, and maybe brought them to the specific understanding about their role as Christians. When we say Christians, we mean children of God, we mean Christ-like. Those who have not seen Christ should see Him in you and I, and all those who have proclaimed Jesus to be their Lord and Savior and baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity. The whole conference was amazing, but something His Grace Marpolis touched upon in his reflection, which I'm not going to read the entire passage, but I'd like to speak about that a little. It was in from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11, and he went on to, I think, 12. And it goes, "Beloved, I beg of you as wayfarers, yana sojourners, mashachate, refugees," and His Grace touched up on that, "refugees, and as foreigners, strangers, in this world, by the way, depart from all these desires of the body that make war against the soul." I want to break this down a little bit more. I know there was, you know, time restraints, and I'm sure His Grace would have elaborated even more, but, you know, we had other programs to attend to. I think we had sessions. But let's talk about the word that St. Peter, Marshumun Kepa, Peter the Rock, Peter Simon, uses here, wayfarers or sojourners or mashachate. And I think this word brings it home with the Assyrian community. We have if not thousands or tens of thousands of refugees that are in the diaspora. Define refugee, Shamasha. What comes to your mind when you hear the word refugees, mashakhate, sojourners, wayfarers?
I think the first term that comes to mind is displacement, and not being somewhere that you are accustomed to, not being somewhere that you should call home, being uncomfortable, being sometimes persecuted, and going through some tough times.
Mm-hmm. Fleeing hardship,
of course.
Persecutions, yes.
Yeah.
So St. Peter using this word, he wants to emphasize that, you know, let's talk a little bit more about that. Our people who left Iraq, Iran, Syria, Lebanon because of ISIS, because of the wars and the persecutions, and to date, Christians are being persecuted. And there's a prayer in the liturgy of Holy Matrimony, this is the cross for which the martyrs shed their blood. And I dare to also add that, and today are shedding their blood.
Of course.
So they're fleeing persecutions, they're fleeing hardship, and they're arriving in these countries, in Australia, Canada, Europe, America. But really, in the anticipation that they're going to have a safe and calm and tranquil life in these countries. However, if we were persecuted in the Middle East physically, there is spiritual persecution. And some of the bishops touched up on that. Right. So when we flee these countries and we come to these in the diaspora, we think, okay, we've reached our safe haven, but really not. Right, and I always wonder if something happens in the middle, in the diaspora, where are we going to run to from there? Right, so really, even these countries that we have arrived at are not as safe as we think. They may be physically safe, you know, we have good life, but spiritually, we're not safe. I think what St. Peter, and correct me if I'm wrong, and join in, is what St. Peter is trying to tell us that, listen, wherever you are in this world, there is, you still are a sojourner. You are a refugee, you are a mashachat. Expect to continue to have hardship, financial, relationship, families, nation, church, community, mostly spiritually. However, we have a specific citizenship of one place where there will be no persecution, there will be no suffering, and that is the kingdom of heaven. You know, how many passports do you have?
One.
I have two, and I'm applying for another one. So I'm going to be I'm not a diplomat, but I'm applying for another one. I have three passports, hopefully I'll have three citizenships, right? But I'm still not safe. My fourth citizenship, which I will not be titled and claimed as sojourner, I cannot claim refugee status. I claim to be the child of that place. I claim to be the heir of that country, which is the Jerusalem above, which is the kingdom of heaven. So I think this is what St. Peter is trying to tell us, you and I, that just because you flee these countries, it's not the end. There's going to be more hardship, but wait, there is a greater place. It's the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. And again, you touched on a great part. Our citizenship in the world to come is a royal citizenship because we're sons of the King.
Amen.
So we are, by baptism and by our faith and by our works, we are entitled in a way to live eternally with God in that place forever, which is the kingdom of God. And I think you touched upon a great point, Robbie, that no matter what we do in this life, no matter where we go, wherever, what country we end up in, we're never really comfortable, you know, because our morals, our identity, our faith is constantly being pressured and persecuted and ridiculed.
Attacked,
really. In every place that we live and in various different means. And now it's unfortunate that it's being exposed even to younger children and to kind of, it's becoming really, really okay and it's becoming very normalized in society to persecute religion and especially Christianity. Mm-hmm. I think we can agree that Christianity is the most persecuted religion in this world.
Amen.
And from the beginning and from its inception, even the Bible says that the apostles feared for their lives in the days of Christ, you know, in the days of the Pentecost, especially when they were awaiting the Holy Spirit before they gained that strength. And I think if we look at the Pentecost too, when the apostles received the Holy Spirit, they were strengthened. So I think also us as baptized Christians, we have to take heart that we also do have the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide us.
Amen.
So we're not alone in this journey. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing that's different with this migration or with this refugee status that we have as Christians is that, you know, we don't need a foreign government to welcome us. We don't need individuals to help us. We don't need aid organizations to support us. What we have is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And the church that is always providing for us. You know, the refugees that are in Autriche, Austria, and, you know, at one stage it was Greece and where else? Well, I think it was Greece,
Lebanon.
They had to go through a point system when they were applying for a refugee status. And this is refugee status. They went through a point system and you had to make a specific criteria. Many of them were refused the refugee status and they kept on applying after fifth or sixth time and what have you, and there had to be an intervention. It's the same with our spiritual refugee status on this world, you know. There is a point system. We need to meet a criteria. And one of those is that if we think we are comfortable and at ease in these countries, we're not. We need to continue to fight the battle. The battle is everywhere at every place. So the criteria is that we live according to the commandments of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We follow Jesus Christ. That's what we were singing. We will follow Jesus. We continue to obey. Obedience is the key factor for a Christian, you know. So the criteria is that if we live a life, a pious life, according to God's will, according to the statutes of the Lord, and being obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ, and loving Him, and loving our fellow neighbor, or our fellow Christian, or just our neighbor, then when the visa time arrives, you know, as soon as I remember when my family was arriving from migrating from Australia to the United States back in 2013, it was around 12 o'clock at night. I got a message from Melissa and there was a picture of the visa. And this is about 12:30. And I used to reside with His Grace today, His Holiness. At 12:30, I knocked on his bedroom door. Kasi, I got the visa. They got the visa, right? I was excited, but they were migrating from a land of toil and hardship to a bigger land of toil and hardship, right? But when that visa is due, when we receive that amazing welcome, this is what the countries do. They welcome you to their countries. And, you know, those who receive their citizenships, it's always, I got my citizen. I'm America's citizen now, right? When we receive that citizenship, that calling from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we don't need a welcome from the governments. We don't need to attend any special ceremony. We will be abiding in the blessings and the bliss of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Remember, and this is what we forget sometimes. We are co-heirs with Jesus Christ. Miradgare. We have a special place that is prepared for you and I. And this is what we've been stressing, and this is what we've been, the message we've been giving the youth and you know, obviously the entire world is that we need to live a life in this world. You know, we're still going to go through the hardship, but not to be of this world, not to have the desires of this world, not to be drawn and seduced by the desires of this world. Now, that's some of the difficulties that our youth are engaging and experiencing. The desires of the world that are seducing them, and obviously the desires of the world are not desires of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think you touched on a great point, Robbie, that basically, you've been saying that citizenship requires discipline. And just as we have citizenships of this world, we have to pledge loyalty and authority and submission to authority as well. So just like in this world, we follow the laws of the land, so we're not judged by them, so we're not placed into judgment by them. And I think one thing we tend to forget, because maybe there's no policemen for heaven roaming the earth, that we also have to stay loyal to the commandments of God. And I think that's a big part of it, because sometimes we don't see the fear of God in ourselves and in our youth and in our generation, because it seems so distant to people. That, you know, judgment day is so far away. I have time, I have time, I have time. But Rabbi, you can recall, what does the morning prayer say in the Church of the East? Day after day?
I promise that I will repent. The day goes by and my sins are still
remain.
Yeah. Lord, have mercy on me.
Yeah. So sometimes we think we have so much time in this world that we can wait and we can put things off, like our faith and like repentance, but there's no time, in the sense that as Christians, we can't live that lifestyle. We have to live according to the commandments of God all the days of our life.
I remember of a story, and it goes like the head of this demons, the chief Satan, came out, and there was a satanic conference. And the chief came out and said, I want one demon to go down on earth to cause the world to come and join us in hell. And there was a silence. One of the demons said, I will. I will. He said, what are you going to do? I'm going to go and tell them, relax and enjoy, you know, have fun. This is amazing, and this is the world, and, you know, I'll try to, you know, have them conform to the patterns of the world. And the chief Satan said, no, that's not going to work, because when they're in hardship, they draw near to God. And then there was a longer period of silence, and the second demon said, you know what, I'll go and cause wars and hardship and, you know, brother against brother and mother against sons and whatever. He said, no, even then they tend to come back to God and, you know, be obedient. And there was a longer silence, and the third demon said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go tell the world you have plenty of time. You have plenty of time. And the chief Satan said, you're going. Go and tell them that they have plenty of time. You know, we prepare our life, and it's all according to time. We, you know, I'm sure when you budget financially, you leave a little bit for this and a little bit for that. You cover everything. But when we prepare our day, our months, our weeks, our years, we never ever pencil in death, right? We never even think about death. We don't like to hear about death. We have an idiom, Alaha la machzilo chun chasha. Well, that's not realistic. We're going to go through sorrow, right? But we must pray that, Lord, help me to focus on you continuously, so that when I do have to face hardship, judgment, times that are trying, temptations, that I, even if I may fall, I get up and I continue my life with you until you return. You know, I always say Christianity is not a click of the finger repentance. Have you repented? Yeah, today I repented. I don't know if I'm going to sleep tomorrow. It's a lifetime commitment. You know, they say Christianity is not a 100-meter race. It's a marathon.
It's a journey.
It's a journey. And we're sojourners. Okay, well, you know, do you have anything else you want to share?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, well, these episodes are not too long. Stephen always says 28 minutes, 25 minutes. By the way, I'd like to acknowledge the producers, Stephen, who's here. Big round of applause. Adrina couldn't be with us. Adrina Oshana, shout out to her. And Kristen Marilia is part-time producer. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for you, the audience. A big round of applause for you guys as well. And, you know, I always say thank you to those who have approached myself or Stephen, Kristen, and, you know, express satisfaction or with the podcast. Don't tell me what's good. Come and tell me what you don't like of the podcast. Okay. So what is good is God, glory to His name. What is not so effective, that is what I'd like to hear about, so that we can correct and make effective. And this is always, everything that we do for the glory of God first and foremost, and for the salvation of the souls. God bless you all, and it's been great to see you all. Shamasha, any last words and last comments?
Yeah, Robbie, I don't think we can end this podcast without saying, as members of the North American Executive Committee, that we would love to see all of you guys next year at our conference, mm-hmm. especially if you're between the ages of 13 to 30. We really highly suggest you join your local chapter of the Youth Association. So that next year, we can see you in person and we can meet you in person so that together we can go on this journey as sojourners.
Amen.
And we can work together to build up our faith and to enjoy our friendships in our church and with our own people.
Anaheim next year, right? Is it Anaheim?
Orange Irvine, California.
Irvine,
yes.
California. Great. Let's continue gaining all the points that we need so that when the visa has actually been issued, that we will all see each other in the kingdom of heaven. I'd like to see everyone in the kingdom of heaven. No more preaching, no more podcast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No more podcast, no more raza, no more praying. You know, I always say, if we pray in the kingdom of heaven, it will be, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." That's it. Because if we ask for the kingdom to come, the Lord will say, "Well, you're in the kingdom. Papara, you're in the kingdom." And if we say, "Your will be done, while my will has been done in your life," that is why you're in the kingdom. As in heaven, so on earth. What earth? Earth is gone, is melted. All the elements have melted. Forgive our sins. What? You're a sinner and you're in the kingdom of heaven? You know, that's not going to happen. We will be glorifying God along with the angels. We cry out with the angels, "Holy, holy, holy are you. Praise and glory be to the name of our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, now and at all times and forever."
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you all.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.